In this case, you can see the obverse of a gold solidus of the Emperor Justinian. The obverse is the front or head side of the coin. It is considered to be the side of honour. Being produced after the monetary reforms of 538, this coin carries Justinian's reformed iconography rather than the traditional one. The emperor faces directly out from the coin. He wears a helmet with a crest at the top. At the base is the diadem, the crown worn by Roman emperors. It is represented by the two bands of pellets at the base of the helmet. On his body, Justinian wears a cuirass, a sort of breastplate, with the garment underneath just visible. The cuirass is shown by the wavy lines across Justinian's chest. On his left shoulder, to your right as you look at the coin, Justinian carries a shield. Depicted on the shield is a cavalryman. This is the way that shields had been depicted on coins for over a century, so it is not clear whether this image depicts a real shield or an imaginary one. Moreover, it is ironic that Justinian should have appeared in military array at all, since he never personally took to the field of battle, or even left the capital. The curls underneath the helmet represent Justinian's hair, but the double strings hanging down from there are the pendilia, strings of pearls worn by the emperor, as he does in the Ravenna mosaics shown in the alcove of the coin gallery. In Justinian's right hand, on the left as you look at him, is the Globus Cruciger. This is an orb surmounted by a cross that can still be found in royal jewellery today. This item was, in fact, introduced by Justinian, and not only on coins. Procopius describes it on a statue of Justinian as follows.
In his left hand he holds a globe, by which the sculptor signifies that the whole earth and sea are subject to him. Yet he has neither sword nor spear, nor any other weapon, but a cross stands upon the globe which he carries, the emblem by which alone he has obtained both his empire and his victory in war.
This last section references the vision of Constantine legend, whereby Constantine I, the first Christian emperor, saw a vision of a Christian symbol, either a cross or a Cairo, in the sky, which said, "By this sign conquer." The use of Christian symbols by emperors in the early days of the Christian Roman Empire often had military aspects. On coins, the Globus Cruciger of the reformed type directly replaced the spear of the older type. The inscription around the outside reads, "DN Justinianus PP Avs." The DN is an abbreviation for Dominus Noster, meaning Our Lord. Justinianus is Justinian's name. PP is a shortening of Perpetuus, meaning eternal or in perpetuity. And Avs is a shortening of Augustus, the title given to Roman emperors since Octavian was renamed Augustus in 27 BC.